Good morning.
Okay, so let's learn a little Chassidus today, Wednesday. Part of what makes Sfas Emes fascinating is he has more of a global and more of a panoramic view. Thinking about the history of humanity, the history of the Jews, how history unfolded, rather than just honing in on what are the messages of this episode or this story of the Akedah. So the first part of today's shiur is this panoramic view. Because remember, Chassidus speaks is based on Kabbalah, and Kabbalah is not just moral values and moral traits, but how the universe operates, how time unfolds, how history unravels. So there's a lot of panoramic discussion about the passing of generations and the transition. So this Sfas Emes, we'll see how long we have today, talks about the Mishnah and Avos. The Mishnah and Avos creates a juxtaposition between three tens. What are the three tens? Asara Mamaris Nivra Ha'olam. Hashem said the word Yehi 10 times, and the world was created. There were 10 Nisyonos, which Avraham had to undergo. Asara Nisyonos. And then Asara Nisim Nasila Vaseinu Vadmidbar. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed 10 miracles. So what is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 10 statements, the 10 challenges of Avraham, and the 10 Nisim in the desert, and in particular, the Nisyonos and the Nisim, because they come from the same word. So you think there has to be some relationship between a trial and a miracle. Now, the grammatical relationship is the word Nes means a flagpole, so it's something you see from far. So when you undergo Nisayon, you raise the level of your religious experience, like you'd raise a flag, maybe others notice as well. It's only a Nes, it's a supernatural miracle that other people take notice of. But is there any deeper relationship? So the Sfas Emes, I'm combining a few pieces together, says as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the natural order. And that was established by 10 statements. And that's in part why there were statements, not actions, because actions are much more finite. You do an action, it begins and it ends. Whereas a statement describes a situation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Or, he didn't just create a 1 minute of Or, he created a solar system that constantly cycles. And that's called the Derech HaTeva. But he wanted a people that could operate outside of Derech HaTeva and experience Nisim. Nisim are not part of the natural order. But he doesn't just want to deliver it to us, he wants us not to earn it, but to be suited for it, inherently. So how do you create a people that can experience Nisim? We think of Nisim as if we're passive, and Hashem just descends from heaven, splits the sea, delivers Yam. But if we're not capable of living in that sphere, in that reality, then the Nisim are just one-off events. They're not defining. They're not characteristic. So how do you create a people that operates outside of natural laws? The Khuzari talks about why Hashem chose Am Yisrael. So Hashem chose Am Yisrael because we have 2 predilections. A, because we're very obstinate, and you have to be obstinate to stand in this world for Hashem. We're going to be hated so much for it. And the other reason is we have the capacity to process supernatural information, Nevuah. So Hashem wants to create a different trait in the Jewish people. How can we live Nisim, not just benefit, it's easy to benefit from a Nes, but how can we live in that sphere and live with the memory and understand that even when things get difficult, Hashem, how do we become part of that frequency? So how do you transition from a world of naturalism, Teva, Asara Mamaros, to a world of Nisim, of supernaturalism? The answer is a Nisayon. You need 10 Nisyonos. Why? Because in order to overcome an Nisayon, when Hashem tests you, you can't just muster your natural forces, your natural tendencies, because trials test you beyond your natural capacity. So when you pass a trial, you have to act beyond your natural. So it wasn't natural for Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son. He had to muster, I won't say supernatural because it wasn't metaphysical, but he had to muster extra natural or extraordinary discipline or commitment to faith. So those 10 trials, we didn't receive Nisan as a reward. The 10 trials were conditioning us to be a people that's capable of, as we would say in the modern language, going beyond. So bringing a lot of this down to earth, it's really important in yeshiva to try to go beyond. How can you force yourself to go beyond? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein would force us to go beyond. So we would end every shiur at 1:30. So we didn't run to lunch at 1 o'clock, and everyone was running to lunch, and we were hungry, but we imposed discipline. We learned to go beyond. So it's a good time of your year. Some of you, Shana Aleph, Shir Aleph, Shir Bet, some of you, it's fun. Like, how can I go beyond my natural order? Can I learn during the break? Can I learn Shabbos afternoon? Because if you just stick to the schedule, you're not training yourself to go. Now, these are not major nisyonos. People face major nisyonos. But the going beyond means you're finding some place and some level of energy and resource beyond the natural, in our case, of the schedule. So that's how the Sfas HaMes interprets the transition from Mamaros to Nisim, to Nisyonos to Nisim. Mamaros is the natural order. Nisyonos trains us. And again, I spoke about this a little bit yesterday. We believe that there are certain traits that are ingrained in the Jewish identity. And they were either created naturally by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or more likely, were conditioned by our avos. And yesterday we spoke about Avraham Avinu conditioning us with the capacity of Mesiras Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem, that Jews throughout the generations would be able to sacrifice their life if called to. We don't have a death wish, but if called to sacrifice their lives because Avraham put it there. So according to the Sfas HaMes, Hashem created the capacity within a Jew not just to operate within the normal, natural boundaries of science and ration, but to be able to extend ourselves beyond Shelo Kederach HaTeva. Another quick Sfas HaMes is, what made the Akedah such a big deal? That's his question. Sometimes he's a head turner. So Sfas HaMes asks questions, and no one asks, and they say, yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, hadn't Avraham already flung himself into a Kivshan Aish? Hadn't Avraham already struggled through so many years of trial? So what makes the Akedah such a big deal? Now, the answer is because it's your son. It's a lot easier to be a hero in your own life. It's a lot harder to when it includes your family. But it's an interesting question. Like, this is the tail end of his career. What makes it so difficult? So what it says is really fascinating. That Avram's life, without going into too much detail, I spoke about this last night with the Shana Gimel guys, Avram's life was defined by Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem, one sentence for Avas Hashem means when you understand what Hashem wants from you. When you can understand the synchronicity between Hashem's will and your interests, as Avas Hashem. You love Hashem because you realize that the Torah and the Halacha gave you is going to help you become a better person, so you love him for that. His whole life was based on the synchronicity between Ratzon Hashem and Tov HaSa'ata. Now Hashem is asking him, as we would say in our terms, to worship him Meira, to worship him out of not understanding Hashem. It's that shift from Avas Hashem to Yiras Hashem, even if you didn't understand what I just said, but it's that shift from one mode of operation to another mode of operation that's in a Nisayon. We would call that moving out of your comfort zone. And it's basically telling Avram, diversify, expand your traits. I know you served me based on Avas Hashem, now I want you to serve me based on Yiras Hashem. And sometimes in life, the biggest challenge is to diversify. Very often when you're young, and this is a really important statement, you like to tag yourself. I'm this, I'm not that, I'm that, I'm not this. I'm a brisker, I don't like Hasidus, I'm Hasidus, I like to dance, I'm emotional, I'm spiritual, I do this, I do that. It's a very, very silent trap, and it's going to really, really stifle you. And sometimes in life, the biggest nisyonos, well, developmentally, as it happens naturally, hopefully you'll grow as diversely as you can, but sometimes something comes and you're forced to act in a way that is not your natural way of behavior, and when you have to pull that shift off and be versatile and perform something a little different, that's a big nisyon. And that's how the Sfas HaMes captures the Nisayon of Avram. If he had another Nisayon based in Avas Hashem, if Hashem told him, you know what, now leave Eretz Canaan and go travel to America. I want to build Torah in America. Okay, I get that. It's important to have yeshivas in America. One day we'll need to take Americans into yeshiva Haaretz. Go travel to America. I get that. So it wouldn't have been such a big deal because he had already overcome challenges that he understood. Now he's facing a challenge he didn't understand. But it's not just about the mystery. It's also about operating in a different field. Like, okay, I want you now to play goalie. I'm not a goalie. I'm a striker. I want you to play the pitcher. I'm not a pitcher. I'm an outfield. Okay. That's an Nisayon. Play a different position. Have you ever played a different position? I remember once I was on a basketball team and I was a center. I'm very tall and I was a very good center. And our guard got injured. So I had to play guard for a game. So that's the game I remember most because I had to play out of positions. Won't call it the Akedah, but passing and assisting. Actually, my finger was broken, so I was also handing it. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a little bit of a nuance to that, but I want you to get those two ideas. Have a good day, everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.